This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Greetings, listeners. My name is Rodney Brown, and it's good to be with you today and to bring a Bible message. Today I want to read in Paul's letter to the Galatians, Galatians chapter 2, and I want to read verse 20. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. On the last few meditations, we have been thinking about love. We have been thinking about the love of God. We have been thinking about the love of Christ. And today in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, we read about the love of the Son of God. Of course, Christ and the Son of God, they're the same person. We read in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 16, the words of Peter when he spoke to Christ and he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. When we were thinking about the love of God in John 3 and verse 16, we were thinking about God's love for the world. And then in Ephesians 5 and verse 25, we were thinking of Christ's love for the church. In verse 2 of Ephesians 5, it is Christ's love for us. But here in Galatians 2 and verse 20, it is the love of the Son of God for the individual. Because the writer Paul says, the Son of God, he loved me. And so it is very personal. In each of the scriptures that we have been thinking, where we think about the love of God, it says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We read that Christ loved the church and he gave himself for it. We read that Christ loved us and gave himself for us. And here we read that the Son of God, he loved me and gave himself for me. In each of these scriptures that we have read, we see how that love and giving go together. God loved, and so he gave. Christ loved, and so he gave. The Son of God loved, and so he gave. And this giving is a proof of love. Of course, when we read a statement in Scripture that tells us that God is love, we can believe that scripture because we know that God is true and we know that God cannot lie. And so if it says that God is love, we can believe it because it is a statement, a true statement about God. But we have the further proof of God's love, not just in the statement that he has made, but in the demonstration that he has given. Because he has done something about his love. He has shown that love by giving. And we can make this practical to ourselves. Those who are close to us, those who are near to us, and those who are dear to us, we can speak our love for such a person. We could tell such a person that we love them. But we can prove it by doing something for them. We can prove it by giving them something. That's a little token of our love. And so here we see in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, Paul says that the Son of God loved me. And so we think about this person who spoke about the Son of God's love toward him. Who was the me in this verse? When Paul says the Son of God loved me, who is this man who wrote these words? Well, he is known in the New Testament as Paul the Apostle. But he wasn't always Paul the Apostle. We know what he was like before he became a Christian. We read of it in 1 Timothy chapter 1, where Paul, who previously was known as Saul of Tarsus, and he refers to himself in his past, and he says that he was a blasphemer, he says that he was a persecutor, and he says that he was a violent person. So we think of this today. We think of the Son of God, who he was and is, the holy, righteous, sinless Son of God, that he had love for a man who was a blasphemer, a man who was a persecutor, a man who was violent, that he would love such a person. And yes, he did, because he is love. And the Son of God loved a person like that to such an extent that he would give himself for him. And he proved that by giving himself up to the death of the cross. Paul here says, the Son of God loved me. And of course, when he says that he loved me, it wasn't whenever he became Paul the Apostle. It wasn't whenever Paul became a Christian. It wasn't whenever Paul became a holy man who loved God and who loved his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. No, it was when he was in his sins that he loved him and he gave himself for him. And we think of that giving. We think of that sacrifice there at the cross at Calvary, that the Son of God was willing to love someone so much that he would give all that he had, that he would give his body, that he would give his life, that he would give himself at the cross of Calvary. And when Paul, or Saul as he previously was known, when he learned this, it changed his life. And we see in this verse that he thought of himself as crucified with Christ. In New Testament times, crucifixion was a type of death, a form of death that was given for those who had committed capital crimes. And there was quite a number of people who were crucified on crosses, and there's no record of anyone who ever survived these crucifixions. The record tells us that they all died. And so here Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. Not literally, not physically, of course, but in a spiritual sense. And this, to be crucified with Christ, this was the end of Saul as he had been, dead and buried. And he says, it is no longer I who live. But then he says, Christ lives in me. And so we know from this, not only that Christ gave himself, that Christ died on the cross, but Christ was raised again from the dead. And Saul sees himself as crucified, dead with Christ, but also not only dead with him, but living again. And so Paul has got life. He says, I've got life, but it's no longer I. It's not the old Saul. It's not the old person that I was in my sins. No, he says, Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, that is, the physical life that I now have in this body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And how good it is to know that not only could Paul make this personal to himself, but that I can make it personal to myself, and you can also make it personal to yourself. As I think of who I also was in my sins, I know that the Son of God, he also loved me, so much so that he gave himself for me at Calvary's cross, and he rose again. And I came to appreciate him for what he had done for me, and I came to trust in him, and he changed me. He changed my life so that I can now live for him, live not in my power, but in his power. And I sometimes think of the little chorus that says, what he has done for others, he can do for you. You need Christ today. You need the Son of God. You need the life of God. You need to be saved. You need forgiveness. You need eternal life. And you can have it through faith in the Son of God, the one of Paul, who Paul says, the Son of God, he loved me and gave himself for me. May God bless all the listeners today. Thank you for listening. And if you would like to contact me, you can do it on my email address. It is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.